So now, if you'd like to please get yourself settled in your meditation posture. And then close your eyes. With your eyes closed, please become aware of your body, how it's sitting. And see if you can make it more comfortable. When your eyes are closed, you can be far more aware of your bodily posture. I'm amazed that somehow people aren't so in tune with their body. They can put their legs, their butt, their back in places, and after a while it hurts because you don't take enough care when you sit. So really be mindful of how you're sitting and care enough to get the body in the best possible position. And relax. See how you can make your body more comfortable by doing little things like noticing a tension in your back and loosening everything. Tightness and tension in the body can be compared to a rubber band which is stretched at both ends. If you can feel anything like that in your body, let go of both ends. Imagine that part of the body not being stretched, not being compressed, but being loose and open and natural and free. Any irritation in your body, relax it. So nothing is being held tight. If you do have an ache, a pain, or irritation which is very strong and likely to disturb your meditation, just focus on that and make that the object of your meditation. By making the object of meditation, just be mindful, aware of it, and see how it changes. I've got a slight irritation in my throat. I become aware of that. And I notice how it changes. In particular, what makes it worse? What makes it better? And you'll find trying to get rid of that feeling makes it worse. Letting it be makes it better. See if you could discover that for yourself. Take any irritation on the body. There's many coughs tonight. It's hay fever season. Notice the irritation in the throat and find out a little bit of trial and error by watching your reaction to that irritation. See if you can find out what relieves it, what makes it worse. In meditation, this is the beginning called mindfulness of the body. And adding this beautiful letting it be kindness to your mindfulness. So it becomes kindfulness. Be kindful to your body, especially any aching, irritating parts. You know it's kindness because it relaxes. And don't stop relaxing the body until the body feels really at ease. As close as you can get to the feeling when you first wake up in the morning, cozy, warm, totally relaxed. What you're doing is learning how to be aware and how to let things be. And once you have settled your body, then we become aware of our mental world. What I want you to experiment with this evening is, can you look at your mind, your mental world? How peaceful is it? How agitated is it? And give it a number from 1 to 10. 10 means really agitated, 1 means really peaceful. What number would you give it? Now see how you can lower that number and relax your mind. What do you need to do to bring that number down? When you are aware of what I'm pointing to, you soon learn how to relax your general state of mind. Bring it to a lower level in numbers, greater level of peace. Just being aware of the peace of mind or its agitation is usually enough to learn how to relax. Notice what it feels like when you start to become more peaceful. Less agitated, less tense, less afraid. Your mind becomes soft rather than brittle. Just like your body, it relaxes. Just like when you're tired and you lay down on the couch, you're now doing the same with your mind. Laying it down, not pushing it or pulling it. Your mind too is like that rubber band. If you pull it and push it, try and make it this way or that way, the numbers go up, you get more tense. Just let go. Just be. Not trying to attain anything or get anything or change anything. Just being. You may also notice that as you relax more, you're not so caught up with the future and the past. The past keeps dragging at you, like pulling one end of the rubber band. So let all of your past go. Whatever happened is just like a big bag you have to carry around. Just put it down for a while and be free. As if this moment is the only moment there ever has been. What's it like to be right now? Don't worry where you've come from. It's where you are. It's the only thing to be aware of. And as for the future, I always like to remind meditators that now, this moment, is where your future is being made. This is the only time you have to do anything for your future. And learning how to be peaceful, kind, relaxed right now, in this moment, is the best you can possibly do for your future. So if you care about your future, put all your awareness in the present, where your future is being made. How do you feel right now? What's going on in your mind? Be kind to whatever it is. And just be. As you stay in the present moment, see if you can go so deep into the moment that there are no thoughts. Just like the space between my words. You're not giving an inner conversation a commentary. You just know without giving it a name. Calming the mind down so there's no need to think. You just know, aware in silence. Thank you. And if you wish to focus on your breathing now, just ask yourself, how am I breathing in? How am I breathing out? How do I know? And how you know the breath is going in, how you know the breath is going out, that's what you watch in the breath meditation. It gives you something to focus on, to know inside. And it helps as you breathe in. You can say to yourself, breathing in, peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in, peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in, peace. And feel peace coming. Breathe out, let go. Feel the mind relaxing. Just resting your mindfulness on the breath, flowing with it, one breath at a time, just the breath happening now. Making peace with this moment, not fighting, being kind, opening the door of your heart to this moment. Just being gently with the breath. And so as you breathe in, the breath is delightful. Breathe out, so relaxed. And how do you feel right now? How's your body? How's your mind? Can you feel it eased off, more relaxed? This is the result of meditation. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Don't come out of meditation yet. Listen to the sound of the gong first. 3 times. When the last sound starts to fade, that's the signal to open your eyes to end the meditation. Very good. Excellent. So please get yourselves comfortable again. Those who came a bit late, please come in now. Find a nice place to sit down.